Hey everybody, Shane Presley here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine. Find them at 1624 Clarkson Road over in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your wine and whiskey and local craft beers. So swing by and visit them Tuesday through Saturday. They do live music most Thursday through Saturday, some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays. This week you can come by and see Dylan Wilfong of The Matching Shoe. He'll be there on Thursday, June 7th. On Friday, June 8th, you can catch John Bonham and Friends. And on Saturday, June 9th, Fine to Drive. And they'll be there full band. It's going to be a great night. And also next week, Tuesday, June 12th, we'll be doing our Rock Paper Podcast Presents Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase with Joe Bazzelli, Seth Brand, and Tyler Lewis. That's a $5 cover, 7 to 9, at Naked Vine. So come by and check that out. A full listing of events can be found at nakedvine.net. And we'll see you out there. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Thanks, everyone.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Adam with the St. Louis Americana Festival, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Adam Donald of St. Louis Americana Festival. Welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you for having me back, Shane. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we haven't done one of these in a little while, man.
I think it was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
You came over and talked to Kara and Scotty and I.
Yeah, which was a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and the dogs.
Yeah, and the dogs were everywhere. There's a dog.
Yeah.
There's a very quiet dog over there.
Yeah, that's old Belle. She's like 13 years old now, so she's just...
She's sleeps. Ready. Yeah, she's ready to lay down, just like me.
Yeah, yeah. You had a pretty busy weekend. You guys on the road a little bit. Did a show over in...
We came back from Champaign, Illinois this morning.
Yeah,
we were camping. Mm-hmm. I still I don't think I've showered yet from coming back.
Yeah.
So
nice. But, yeah, we got a big show coming up on July 7th, and this is the second annual now. St. Louis Americana Festival over at Atomic Cowboy, and it'll be the outdoor pavilion stage there and on the bootleg stage.
And inside the bootleg, yes. And we've got the acts staggered, so there's no overlap, so you can come and see all sets of all bands all the way through.
Yeah, man. So this, like I said, second year now you've done this. Is there anything like that you learned from the first one you're applying the second one, or
we need a lot more room?
Yeah.
The biggest lesson I learned from the first one was we need a bigger space. Right. So we decided to open it up to the outside. We've got the inside stage booked as well. They have a big old sliding door, so that can open up to be, you know, open air as well. So it'll be nice, easy flow going through the whole place.
Yeah, and it's a great setup for that. This type of festival like that too. Like it's a
perfect setup for, you know, a DIY
right
sort of festival.
Yeah, and great food too. So
the food's going to be good. The beer's going to be good. Urban Chestnut sponsoring it again. I think last time they did like $4 tall cans of any Urban Chestnut beer they had, so good beer deals that day. Yeah, and of course Atomic has great Mexican Tex-Mex sort of food up there.
Yeah, man. This and it's $15 in advance and or day of show.
Yeah, or day of show, just $15 all the way around. We're just trying to keep it simple for everybody, you know.
But you got a stacked lineup full of all kinds of our favorites around town here. So we're going to talk about a little bit about everybody here. We got, okay, you want to start
let's
with
just
the headliners?
Let's just go down the list, however you have it listed on here.
I got Beth Bombara at the top of the list there.
Beth Bombara is one of my favorite songwriters, not only in town, but just in general. She's such a great songwriter, such a great voice, really creative with her chords. Kit that plays with her is a fantastic musician. I met her at the basement of Brennan's Cigar Lounge in the Central West End. We had played a show together, and I was just captivated.
Yeah.
So that was maybe 6 years ago or more. Either way, she has some great music videos. One particular video that maybe we could put a link in for this, I think it's called... something about it. So now I sound like an idiot. Something about the water. I don't know. It's a great animated video she has online there. Maybe we can pull up a link for that and play that.
I can definitely do it.
Her new album, Map in No Direction, is great. She did a lot of hard work, and it really shows. It really, she's just a fantastic player.
Yeah, for sure. Fortunate enough to see her in a couple of really nice little intimate spaces, like you're saying, down the basement of Brennan's there. She might have helped put it together too, but John Calvin Abney and Beth were both in the back of the Dead Wax Records there on Cherokee, and it was such a neat thing, like, to, you know, it was like, I don't know, 40 of us or something in the room or whatever it is, something like that. And like, so it was cool, man. Like, but just to hear her and the songs and the stories behind these songs, like, it was really a cool moment. But I guess she's going to probably be a little more rocking set for this show.
Yeah, she is bringing up some of her players that are in Nashville to play the full band at this show. She'll be closing the event down. She'll be the last one playing, so... don't get there late just to see her. Yeah. There's plenty of other bands playing, but she'll be closing it up.
Let's see. We got it's Ryan Koenig, right?
Ryan Koenig, yeah.
Yeah, I was just making sure I say it right, because
you might have seen Ryan playing with Pokey Lafarge. You might have seen him playing with Jack Grilley. You might have seen him playing with Nick Pence or Matt Wilson at the Schlafly Bottle Works, or just about anywhere. You can
sort of
really, you can spit in the air and land on him playing in town somewhere with somebody. He's such a prolific a player around town, but one of the most talented guys I've seen. Saw his CD release show at Whiskey Ring. I guess it was a pre-party for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun to see him play his songs that he wrote, rather than being a backup guy with other acts. But his new record is also fantastic.
Goodbye, my sweet Cheyenne. like I said, a lot of times we see him just playing harmonica, so I think that's really great that he's like stepped out and doing his own thing.
You know, I've seen him play the mandolin.
Right. He's a utility
fiddle,
player.
You know, guitar. He's just an all-around great musician, multi-instrumentalist.
Right. Definitely.
Once more, just a really good songwriter, too. So, just right off the bat, between Beth and Ryan, you've got an entertaining evening of excellent songwriting and musicianship, you know. But excited to have Ryan on board. He will be playing. I guess we're going in reverse order. He'll be playing before Beth. Will be so.
Yeah.
All right. Who do we have next?
Let's go with Elliot Pearson in the Passing Lane.
All right. You might have seen Elliot playing with a band called Search Parties years ago. He's taken some of the people from that group and some people from other groups he's played with in the past and started his own thing. He's going to hate that I say this, but it's kind of like a Chris Stapleton sort of sound. He has a really, really powerful voice, really powerful emotional songs that he writes. He's got everybody in the band is a solid player. Jeremy Reedy from, you might have seen him playing with Old Souls Revival, and Dana Michael Anderson, and playing jazz up at the, I think they did it at Atomic every Monday for a while.
Right.
You might have seen him playing jazz there. He had a jazz show at the Night Owl. He's a fantastic drummer. You've got Ian Daugherty playing bass. You have Dylan Dowdy playing keyboards. He was in the Search Parties. And then me and several other players around town sit in with him. I play the steel with him. You might see Dave Manis come and sit in on some guitar. You might see Pete Somerville from Old Souls, although he's in Japan, so you won't be seeing him at this fest.
Right.
You might see somebody else sitting in on guitar with him too, but Elliot's in the middle of recording a album right now. I don't know when it'll be done, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
He has some videos online too that you could maybe put a link up to on YouTube that he did up at Gaslight. Guess you just couldn't pretend. Maybe I was, I don't know. How have you been?
Been doing a lot of like these Facebook Live videos too, like gearing up for the release and stuff. Doing a little more some stories behind some of the songs and things and that kind of stuff. It's been and that's what I love about a lot of these singer songwriters is the stories and stuff. So like I enjoy that with that he's doing some of that.
Yeah, well, Elliot's songs will definitely make you cry.
Yeah,
you might have seen him playing up at Layla Solo. He does that gig a lot, but. Yeah, very, very rarely does he get out with the full band, so it's good to see that. He'll be opening the show, actually, right. So you catch him. Doors are at 4:30. Show's going to start promptly at 5 o'clock. So.
Nice.
And you got the fighting side.
The also. Fighting side. Some of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet.
Hard workers, too, man.
Hard workers, too. Yep. You might have seen their front man, Brad Jackson. You know him?
Oh, yeah.
Of beard and mustache fame. He has a little beard shop in Maplewood.
Yep.
You might know him from organizing the River City Opry.
Yeah, he's been on the show talking about the Opry, and of course we did a Fighting Side episode as well. So
yeah, which is a fantastic event.
Yeah,
it's Sunday afternoons, so I highly recommend you go check that out. Fighting Side, really great, solid band, fantastic pickers in there. Jacob Baxter, I believe, is playing guitar with them now,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a fantastic player.
Oh yeah,
just watching him solo is captivating.
Yeah, I think it was like a week ago or a little more. I saw him play like five sets on that Sunday between the Opry, and then they did the South Broadway Jamboree thing over at Beale, and so he played with Fighting Side, Native Sons, and River Kittens, and so anyways.
He's getting around town, man. Yeah, he's definitely getting around town.
But he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. I love watching him play. Brad is also just a perfect country baritone. His voice is flawless for the music that they play.
Yeah.
But they're super energetic. Like I said, fantastic players all around. Really tight, really together, and they really, really represent St. Louis really well.
Yeah,
they really cast a great positive light on the music scene here, and that's one of the reasons that when we were putting this one together, this Americana Festival, we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. Wanna be mine? Then you tell me I'm wasting my time. You say that you're gonna leave. Honey, how could you do that to me? And I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Follow my heart, lead straight to hell. And I just can't help myself. The time that I spent long ago, now it's just another debt that I owe. They say, hey man, the future is yours, but it's the past that I still can't afford. And I just ain't in myself. I just ain't in myself. Follow my heart, lead straight to hell. And I just
all right.
And I like what's fun about them too is they're kind of a little bit more of that little rowdy or honky tonk kind of stuff.
A little more outlaw, rowdy or honky tonk. Definitely drinking music.
Right.
I believe that they will be the third band to play that evening. So I think 6:10 is their start time. We'll be putting up all the times online here probably next week. So
yeah.
Either way, yeah. Don't. Yeah, don't be late.
Right.
Get there early. Oh, We've got some of the best bands are happening earlier in the day.
Definitely.
Just so you can come and see it, you know.
You got Roland Johnson, who, you know, he's a little more, that's on the soul side of everything. But I love what he does. He's just so.
Well, he has one of the smoothest voices in town. Possibly in the world. him playing with Paul Niehaus. Paul's a fantastic player. I know that he did Roland's album.
Yeah.
Roland's album is just fabulous. He has a awesome backstory. I don't think he got into actually playing out his own original music Until just a few years ago.
Two or three years ago or something like that.
And it's fabulous.
Right.
It's so good.
It was all been clear. It was you, baby. And I need it right here. I need someone to love. I need someone to love. I felt it through and through. Oh yeah. I thought about it. It was you. I spoke to a friend of mine just the other day. He told me, man, I'm lonely too. I need someone to come my way. We shared our thoughts and what we had in our minds. And then we finally realized we needed someone by our side. I need you, baby. I need you. Someone to I often thought in my mind it was true. I realized, girl, it was you.
And one thing, you know, we wanted to represent in this particular edition of the festival, you know, not just country or roots, you know, bluegrass or anything like that, but really dive in and get some blues, get some soul, you know. We've got the singer-songwriter stuff down, but there's more to real roots American music, you know, right, than just country. So we want to really expand that and get a much wider sampling of classic American music. So, you know, we've got Roland, you know, with the soul. Manus Brothers there to play some blues. And we got the Fighting Side doing their country thing.
Right.
We've got Erica Blinn coming in. She's going to just rock it. Her band is just rock and roll. And it is fantastic, super tight players from Nashville.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've seen her name. She's probably the one I don't know as much about. I'm like,
right. Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and dive into to her. Yeah. She's an excellent songwriter, originally from Ohio, and she's on the road all the time. And she works harder than anyone I've ever met. And she's a fantastic guitar player. Her band has a lot of connections with players in St. Louis. Scotty Iman, the drummer, went to school with her guitar player.
Okay.
Up in St. Paul, and now they're both, you know, here. And she's been through St. Louis so many times, and I've seen her play and played so many shows with her that I just think it would be a shame if she wasn't on the festival this year. And she really, when people see her, when people see her play, see how talented she is, they're just going to be awe-inspired. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
So don't miss that. She's going on, I believe, around 9 o'clock, 9:30 that evening. She'll be on the outdoor stage.
Nice, yeah.
But
incidentally passing by, why don't you come and see what kind of trouble we can get in tonight? Trust in my offer, please. Why don't you come and see what kind of trouble we could get in tonight? Softer side.
how about Hillary Fitz Band?
Hillary Fitz Band, saw them up at Old Rock House for your show.
Yeah.
That you put on. First time I'd seen them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I had heard Hillary's name. Their fiddle player, Mark, I've seen him play. Know him.
Right.
Drew Lance. Know Drew through playing with Grass-Fed Mule and just seeing him around town and everything.
Yeah.
Never seen him play. Saw him play at your show. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
So good. Really smooth jazz. It's like they took jazz funk, just sort of ambient tones, and just really great songwriting, and mixed it all together in a pot, and yeah. What came out was just tasty.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I actually, it's kind of a funny story with Hillary, is like I met her on accident through you know, I do those lists of shows in town, and I posted one of those, and she's one of those names that I was like, it happens a lot on Facebook. I'll start following people that I know are, you know, around, working around town, and like just to kind of get an idea where they're, you know, they're playing at and stuff, to hopefully catch a show. And Hillary was one of those people, and I started following her, and then somebody came to town, and I tagged her opening that show, and then she messaged me. She goes, "Hey, I appreciate it, but I'm not on that show." And I was like, I misread or whatever it was, and so I was like, "Oh, oops, sorry about that." And I was like, "Well, let me reintroduce myself. I'm Shane." So we got to talking, and I was like, "I'd love to hang out and meet you, and you know, record a podcast." So we did that, and like, so the first time I met her was on the mic, and like, you know, just really like loved her writing and what she was doing, but I'm so thankful that accident, you know, caused a great friendship now, because like I said, she's one of my favorites to watch in town.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely a great show. Looking forward to having her play. I think she's sort of in the middle. I think around 8 o'clock she'll be going on. And you're asking me what to do. Well, talk is cheap and it loses value the more that you do it. So if you really want to change, then darling, you have to prove it. I'm not here to sort your troubles. Ain't no rainbow in the stormy world. You've done wrong and you should've known better. You've done wrong and you should've known better. Again, get there at 5.
Sure.
Or to get there at 4:30. Yeah. Yeah, get there at 3. Have some lunch. Right. So you don't get too drunk.
Yeah.
And then have fun the rest of the night.
And I don't think this might be one of a rare moment to catch Hillary for the summer, because I know she's been hasn't been playing out a whole lot recently. So it could be maybe your. You know, I don't want to say only or last, but I mean, like, I know she's been real busy with work and stuff and different things, so it's a great opportunity to catch her and the full band live.
Yeah, it's definitely a sight to behold,
right,
to see them play together.
Yep.
Yeah, very unique sound.
Yeah.
All right, who's up next?
We got Rum Drum Ramblers.
Rum Drum Ramblers, so we've got old Ryan Koenig playing twice.
Yeah.
In this particular edition, you know, we wanted something classic roots, folk, American sort of string jazz sound. How could you go wrong?
Yeah.
With Rum Drum Ramblers. You got Matt Wilson, who you might have seen up at J Gravity Guitar Shop, or playing with the Loot Rock Gang, or just about every. He plays with so many people around town. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Guitar player. I love watching him play. Super unique style. You've got Ryan Koenig playing multitude of instruments with them. And then you got Joey, the bass player with Pokey. So mm-hmm. you got two of Pokey's bandmates, and then you got Matt Wilson all together. You're just a trifecta of awesome, awesome players.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with them.
Yeah, man.
When you think Americana music, you might think the soundtrack to Oh Brother or Art Thou yeah. or something, you know?
Yeah.
They like embody that feeling, that old time feeling. And, yeah, just fantastic to watch them play. I feel like I haven't seen them playing around a lot recently either.
Yeah.
So super excited to have them on board. At my slow and even pace, but I try. Tell me why. By and by. Yes, I try. And it's a bad time that you meet when you find you're strung up by your feet. Cause it means I'm telling you, it's hard out on the mean. And it's hot in the city and it's been hard living for me. Now listen, it's hard. Out on the mean scene. And it's hot in the city and it's been hard living for me. Now I'm not lost where I am found. When I've been highway bound. And I pray. Yes, I say. For me this rain. What you say? Well, I said young love is dumb love. Mature love is sure love. Yeah, I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen him play in probably well over a year. Maybe that's just me not right. getting out. But I don't know. I don't know. They'll be happening smack dab in the middle of the day.
Right.
So, and they'll be going on outside. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, man. You also be playing this festival with. Kara Louise Band.
I will be playing with Kara.
Yeah.
Yes. I play with Kara regularly, guitar and pedal steel guitar with her. She's the best songwriter I know. Sorry, everybody else. But she's just super talented, got just a perfect voice. Scotty, who you met last time we chatted. I don't know if you've spoken with Scotty before or after that or not, but...
Yeah, I've definitely spoken. I mean, well, you guys played my party, so I hung out with Scotty that night for sure, so...
Yeah, he's just an awesome dude.
Yeah.
I love playing with him. Simon Shervitz, who you might have seen playing with Ilphonics. You might have seen him playing with Marie and the Americans. You might have seen him playing with Defeated County. I know he sits in with Al Holiday when he's in need.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty's also sat in with Al Holiday. I believe that Hillary Fitz sits in with Al Holiday. We've got basically almost all of Al's band playing, but we don't have Al. Couldn't get Al to do it. So maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Yeah, all you have to do is show up. His band will already be
there. Yeah, right. Is there anybody... do we have any returning guests from the first year?
Yeah, we had to bring Elliot back.
Yeah,
had to bring him back. And brought Kara back specifically for budgetary purposes. We're so broke. We need people to come this year so we can do it even better next year.
Yeah.
It's been, I'll tell you what, putting together a festival on a shoestring budget it's difficult, but last year it paid off better than I could have imagined. I expect this one to hopefully at least double in capacity.
Yeah, man.
Or turnout.
Well, the talent's there for sure.
I hope that, the talent being there, and then it's July 4th weekend, an Americana festival on July 4th weekend.
That's America.
What else could you be doing?
All right.
If you're not eating like 5 hot dogs at once, waving a flag, you're not American enough, I guess. I don't know. Or you shouldn't be at the festival.
All right. Exactly.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
We mentioned them, but let's go into a little more detail about the Manus brothers. These guys, two of the best dudes ever. But like, I love watching them play. Like
definitely some brotherly love. Definitely some brotherly issues that they work out on stage together very well. Though you can see it shine through in their aggression. The way they play, very aggressive blues. Definitely one of the standout acts on the bill. Like them on the bill. They'll be going on later on in the night, so it's going to be difficult not to miss them. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen them around town. They play all the time. I've known those dudes for probably since like 2001.
Yeah.
I actually used to live down the street from them. They were my neighbors when we both lived in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah, known Dave and Jake forever, and they've just been, I mean, those dudes too also, everybody on this festival just works so hard.
Yeah.
They work so hard, and you just really can hear it pay off in their sound. But I know Dave and Jake just came back from Germany and sort of Eastern European tour with Sean James. They're constantly on the road. But it's just two brothers, and they sound like a full four-piece band. Just super talented drumming and guitar playing, and it's just a fun, rowdy time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and they like a loud, too.
Oh, it's loud. It's very loud. They'll definitely be the loudest band there. There's not going to be any other band like them.
Right,
but we got them outside. If you stood at the end of the Grove, you could probably hear their set coming down the street. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's gonna be
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. So, yeah, $15. We can come grab tickets on the website or just...
There's tickets. There's a link in the Facebook events. You can go to the Atomic Cowboy website or TicketWeb. Just use Google and type in St. Louis Americana Festival 2. It'll pop up.
Yep.
Buy them in advance. Get them at the door. I will say that last year we did sell out. So buy them in advance if you can.
Yeah.
We had a fair amount of people got turned away at the door and were kind of upset. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah. And then you got the St. Louis Americana Festival official Facebook page there.
We've got that rolling. You can follow that. And we might do some ticket giveaways or, you know, some extra promo stuff. There's some other things in the works. We're going to have a lot of fun, you know, stuff going on there. Gaslight is sponsoring the event. We're going to work out a way to record the event live and then use that recording to make a promotional CD for next year. Gaslight is also providing a beautiful backline of Mills Custom amplifiers for the stage.
Nice.
If you're a guitar player or bass player around town, check out Mills Custom. Good little plug for them there. We have By Jack t-shirt company in town sponsoring the event. They'll be making all the official St. Louis Americana Festival merchandise, all that cool stuff, koozies and hats and shirts and stuff, so you can purchase that there. And we also have Tritone Guitars sponsoring the event, a nice little guitar repair shop ran by Dave Anderson, who you might have seen playing guitar or pedal steel with just about anybody in town. A fantastic player, fantastic luthier or repairman of guitars. He can fix just about anything.
There's a funny story with him. We did a podcast at Gaslight in the studio room there, and they're hanging out recording, and it was during right before Lou Fest last year, and they were doing the Chuck Berry tribute there that year for Hail Hail Rock and Roll and all that stuff, I think, whatever.
Yeah, they were doing the rehearsal for that at Gaslight.
So they were rehearsing at Gaslight, and then in the middle of our interview, like, it got picked up on the mic and everything, but you can hear him, like, I think Big Mike Aguirre was singing at the time, but you could hear him riding along in my automobile, and, like, you know, just, like, you could hear it all coming through them, and, like, so me and Dave were just laughing and having a good time listening to rehearsals and doing our podcast and stuff in there, so it was a great time, man. But yeah, he's a really good guy, and
he's a great player. Yeah, I met Dave just playing music around town and everything like that, but he was trying to find a venue for his guitar expo, like a local guitar builder, pedals, amps expo around town. Beautiful, awesome idea. He's done a couple of them. I don't know if he has another one in the works, but he needed a venue, and I was able to provide him with the venue space for that, and that's how we met, and we really hit it off. Both play steel and always talk about that. But he'll be sponsoring the event as well. Go and talk to him. We might have him do a little workshop or something for us. Last we have Urban Chestnut again. Last time they did, I don't know what they have in the works for drink specials this time. Last time they did $4 tall cans. Who can go wrong with that? Drink Zwickel all day.
So yeah, got some cold drinks. You got all kinds of great music. You got great food from Atomic Cowboy there. You know, got you all covered. Just come hang out all Saturday afternoon, evening, and night, and have a great time at St. Louis Americana Festival.
Absolutely, don't miss it. July 7th.
Yeah, man.
4:30 doors, but theoretically you could get there anytime you want.
All right,
beforehand.
And don't sleep on the tickets. Make sure to grab those, because you don't want to be missed. You don't want to miss out. And
last year we sold it out. So yes, that's the only thing. Buy them in advance if you can.
Right. All right, man. Well, I thank you for doing this. It's been a lot of fun getting to hang out, and I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, we'll sell it out again, and we'll talk about the third annual next time, man.
We'll talk about the third one next time. Yeah. I appreciate you inviting me on here to do this.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Cool.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.